played it completely have chaos, and Finkel was able to make something out of nothing and really prevent a huge loss.
Less than a minute to play in the third quarter, 12-0 Breckenridge. Harbor Beach facing a 3rd-and-3 from their own 38, Breckenridge 38-yard line. And Devin Huff is stopped at the original line of scrimmage at the 28 by number 58, Hunter Smith. And now it's going to be a 4th down and about 2 yards to go for Harbor Beach. And with 30 seconds left in this third.
Yeah, it's at least 2. It might even be a short 3. Yeah. It's a tough one. It's one of those 50-50 shots you just don't know. And Harbor Beach has been trying to run the football, and they've just really haven't had a lot of success. But in these situations, historically, they go read option, and Michael Anderson tends to keep it. And that's going to be where I think they go. I just don't think they have the confidence right now to let Michael Anderson throw the football.
Less than 5 seconds to play in this quarter. So Anderson away in the snap. And there's the snap, and they're going to say end of the quarter. There's a flag, and it almost looks like
it came from the secondary.
And it was actually, they're not quite sure. They extended the arms out both ways, and that's not quite sure what's all going to be result in this. Yeah, but regardless, it's the end of the fourth quarter, end of the third quarter, and out of the fourth quarter, as Harbor Beach still facing a 4th-and-3.
And I think that's what they settled on. Whatever they were going to call, they decided that the end of the quarter happened first.
So Harbor Beach 4th-and-3 from their own 28-yard line. They need to get down to the 25. Now marching right to left across the radio, trailing 12-0. Breckenridge scored with 1:07 left in the first quarter. Then they tacked on the second score with 3:55 left in the third. As the entire stadium now goes silent suddenly to start this fourth quarter. 12-0. 12 minutes left in this ball game, the state semifinals.
And it's been as advertised, a defensive battle, hard-hitting. A little sloppier than I thought, though. A few turnovers that I didn't see coming. And it's been a pretty evenly matched team. This Breckenridge team is very good, but Harbor Beach is standing toe-to-toe with them. But some self-inflicted wounds have really hurt Harbor Beach from maybe being 12-12 right now with a chance to take the lead late in the game. Instead, they're down 2 and really searching for that first to get out of the starting gate, that first score to kind of get that momentum flowing. They had a taste of it and then turn it over or do something where they hurt themselves, and they got to find a way to finish this drive off. But it starts with a first down conversion here on fourth down and 3.
4th and 3 from the 28-yard line in Breckenridge territory, 2 wide each way. Ethan Hessling to Michael Anderson's left. In the shotgun. Needs to convert to stay in this one. 4th and 3, and Anderson Creeper to the left. Gets down to about very close to that 20, to the 25-yard line. This is going to be very close. It's all going to depend on the spot, and this has been the official that's been all over the place this afternoon. The officials still have it in his hand, and nowhere, they're going to say, sure, they didn't even measure that one. Are you kidding me?
Oh, they got him marked way down at the
They marked him down at the 26
yep,
yard line.
26. Yeah, that's the case. He needed the 25.
Wow. Who knew you could spot the ball by just holding it in your hand and having a discussion? 11:55 left in the fourth quarter, and Breckenridge back on offense with a 12-point lead.
It was close. I'm not so sure if he would have gotten it, but I was definitely close enough to measure and be sure about it. But that's tough there. I could see Michael Anderson getting the football there. I guess I would have thought it was read action, but they wanted Hessling in there to be the lead blocker.
And a handoff to Connor Collins up the middle, and Harbor Beach stops him at the 26-yard line for a gain of 1. Evan Smoglinski led the charge there for the defensive line of Harbor Beach. 2nd down and 9.
Yeah, Kendall Gentner might have been first on the scene to stand him up. Evan Smoglinski cleans him up after that no gain or very little gain on that play.
It wouldn't matter if this was Harbor Beach playing out there or any other team. These officials are, whether it's intentional or not, is definitely one-sided so far this afternoon. Definitely need to measure that, if nothing else. 2nd down, and they're going to say 10 to go.
It takes some of the heat off you, that's for sure. But that play definitely would have been a struggle to get 3 yards on where it looked like Anderson went down.
Fumble on it, and it has to jump on it. Carter Staley jumps on it back at the 25-yard line. And this is a loss of a yard. 3rd down and 11 from the 25.
Yeah, and that one, I don't know what happened. This center snapped the ball, and it never left. They were waiting for a shotgun pitch that never left the center's hand. So two things usually happen there. We hear in the background, usually that means a false start. Something happened there with the snap count, and somebody was late But the other situation is it just never let go of his hand. He just set it back there like he was under center, dropped the ball behind him, and good recovery by the quarterback to notice the ball and loose and dive on it to save this drive.
Third and 11, receiver wide each way. It's an option out to the left. Another fumble on it, and Hunter Collins has it. He has an edge, though. He cuts back inside, and he's going to be tackled, and he's very close to that first down marker. It looks like he very well may have it on a second effort. A 12-yard gain with a needed 11. Anthony Schweitzer on the stop, move the chains. A huge conversion for Breckenridge.
Well, the quarterback, he got as close to Evan Smiglinski as he could, and he just pitched it in the area of Collins, his running back, and he got it lit up by Evan Smiglinski, but that ball just kind of bounced in front of Collins, and it took that hop that's going towards Breckenridge right now. It hopped right up in the air, right up knee high, where he's able to gather it, look up field, and he's able to change directions and get a big gain when they needed it most. They get about 11 or 12 yards on that play and enough for the first down. So a heck of an individual effort there by Collins to get that first down in a situation that looked terrible.
9:56 left in regulation, and it's a handoff to Hunter Collins. He's stopped with forward progress out to the 43-yard line. Take your pick of a black jersey on that one, as half the team was in there. On the bottom of the pile, looks like it'd be number 29, Devin Finkel, on the stop after a 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 for Breckenridge. Less than 10 to play in the regulation.
Yeah, Harbeach now has to get off the field and get off the field here. Now this defense needs to find a way to stop, but it's big breaks like that Breckenridge is taking advantage of. And on first down, if you're able to get 5, that really makes it difficult here. Big play for Harbeach. Need to find a way to stop him for no gain.
Receiver wide each way. Now 2 men backfield, split backs behind Staley in the pistol. Now trying to get that play clock all the way down under 5 seconds before they snap it, as there's now 9:05 left in regulation. And off to number 45, coming around the left side, and he's going to be stopped for a loss on the play. Back at the 41-yard line, that's number 45 would be Garrett Fitzgerald on the carry. Tackle made by number 29, Devin Finkel for Harbeach. Third down and 6.
Yeah, loss of 1 there, just what Harbeach needed if they have any hope to stay in this game. They get a loss of 1 there, third down and 6. And the way the game is going, Breckenridge will attempt to run the ball here again and see if they can't get a first down. I wouldn't even be surprised, depending on the situation, if Breckenridge pumps it away and trust that their defense will continue to put up a 0 like they have so far for 3 quarters.
They lead by 2 scores right now, 12-0. Less than 9 minutes to play in regulation in the fourth quarter. Staley, and there's motion, and this one is going to be, should be a false start against Breckenridge. This is going to push him back from a 3rd and 6 to a 3rd and 11, and that's what it's going to be, as the left guard just absolutely blasted through the line before the snap even happened.
All right, and that's been a situation where it looked like they've moved early a couple times. This time it was blatantly obvious he was wrong with the snap count, and that's going to cost him 5 yards. But if you're Breckenridge, that one doesn't hurt you as much, because if you don't get the first down, you can still punt it away and trust your defense can do what they've been doing all game long. But big time here for Harbeach to get that 5-yard gift. They got to take advantage of it and get off the field and force a punt of some kind, because you know Breckenridge isn't throwing the ball here. It's going to be some sort of motion and running the football.
They converted on a 3rd and 11 the last time. This is the same thing. They need to get up to the 48-yard line. 1 wide each way. Staley keeps it reverse, coming around the left side to Valier. Valier is met at the 42-yard line, pushing forward, but he's going to be stopped short of the first down marker by about 4 yards, about 4 at the 44 by Anthony Schweitzer. And it's going to set up a 4th down and 4 to go for Breckenridge in their own territory.
Again, Anthony Schweitzer's having a really nice game. Another tackle here for him. But, you hold your breath again. They find a way. He slips past the defensive line, gets in the middle of that defense. You see bodies flying everywhere, but nobody hitting the guy with the ball. And he's able to maneuver his way for 7 or so, maybe even 8. But 4 yards short of the first down, I got to think that Breckenridge here, don't take any chances. Punt this ball away and see if anybody can go down the field on this defense. Harbeach hasn't been able to yet.
Staley is anticipating the punt at the 33-yard line. There's the snap. Booms it away, and this one's a booming kick, but it looks like it's going out of bounds. And it bounces right at the 20-yard line, out of bounds. And Harbeach will start. They're going to actually say it went out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So Harbeach will start at their own 25-yard line after finally getting off the field on defense.
The defense, again, though, answers the call, Clark. That's what the defense needed to do, was get out there and force a punt. And it may have taken an extra 3 or 4 plays, but they do their jobs, get off the field, and now the offense has to go 75 yards in a limited time down the field and get the ball back and score again. It's a tall task to ask for against a defense that's only allowing 4.5 points a game, 4.4 to be